When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley, joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey!
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I thought we'd talk about eating today. I like to do it, and it happens a lot, and I think most people do it. That seems like a thing most humans do. So don't eat too quick. I mean, eating quickly, that's important, right? I mean, we're always on the go. Just got to get it all in there, get it down sometimes, then go on to your next thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a lot of, you know, medical reasons why that's a bad idea. You should really eat slowly and let your food digest and not, you know, eat quickly because it's just is bad for all of your internal bits. But it's hard to find time to do that, so, you know, indigestion's a problem.
I thought you were just training your stomach. Like, I just flip over, like, a little hourglass, and if I got done faster, I'd congratulate myself by eating some more.
I don't think that's a great plan. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, I think the fast food dilemma, I mean, separate from restaurants that are capitalism poison, is to have yourself in a place where you need to consume quickly, there are pressures outside of you that are leading you into that place where the food isn't the problem, you're needing to eat isn't the problem. It's all of the things and circumstances around that are driving you to be in this frenetic pace while you're consuming foodstuffs. So take a step back, examine your lifestyle choices at that point, see if there's something you can take action on so that you don't rupture bits inside when you're doing the foodstuffs.
But Jeremiah, I've been told that you only have 20 minutes to eat before you feel full. And if I want to make sure that I get all the calories I can get into me, I gotta eat fast.
Okay, first off, I'm definitely putting a food type thing warning at the start of this episode.
Good plan.
And second, Jeff, people will say a lot of things.
People do say a lot of things.
I think that on the whole, people are good and are doing the best they can. And unfortunately, there's bell curve stuff. Some people aren't doing that. And I'm sorry that some of the people who are doing bad things have told you to do bad things with your food. Those bad things will hurt you. And Jeff, we don't want you to be hurt. So this is an intervention to stop you from inhaling all of the food in your refrigerator in 20 minutes or less so that you feel better.
I mean, how else do I feel whole on the inside?
Oh, God.
So you're saying I need to eat slowly then. That's the fix. I just need to take a long time to eat my food.
No, the fix is just to eat, not like to eat because you like to eat. And to enjoy the food you're eating, and to enjoy the time and the people that you're eating with, because food is like a very social experience, and to like personalize that and not allow external forces to dictate your time and your involvement with food.
And that is an excellent point, Chrissy, but I also want to point out that, Jeff, you can have a very satisfying food relationship with just yourself. Like, you and your food can explore all sorts of things that you might not be able to explore with other people or feel comfortable exploring with other people if you are exploring that food with yourself. So I don't want to say that rushing your food is necessarily bad. I think if you're doing it for the point of rushing it, then yes, that is bad. But if your normal food pace is a fast pace, that's okay. Some people eat really fast, and that's just who they are. Maybe set yourself a table on a night that you know everything's going to be relaxed. It's just you. You've got the table. You got the food. And you just explore what that food means to you at whatever pace that is. And if you finish the meal, great. But if you don't finish the meal, maybe you've learned something about you, yourself and food.
And like, don't let people make you feel bad. Like, if you want to eat fast, like, that's cool too. Just don't do it because somebody told you you had to.
Yeah. Definitely don't feel pressured to do food with somebody just because you like them or you've done food with them before.
Yes, that's also a very, very good point.
So sometimes I like to eat, but I don't want to close my mouth when I'm doing it. It feels more sensual by getting those full chews in, and people sometimes look on that with disgust.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of one of those things where there's a lot of personal relationships with food, and I know people who have a really hard time with the sound of chewing for various reasons, whether it's like an auditory problem or if it's because they've had a you know, difficult relationship with food in the past, and it's you know, difficult for them to hear those kinds of sounds. And so I think that this is one of those situations, like, where if you know that that's something that you really enjoy, like, you find a space that you can do that without impacting the people around you in a negative way.
Yeah, everybody's got to eat, and everybody's going to eat in a slightly different way. And there's a culturally normative range of eating behaviors that are acceptable in public. And your eating behavior isn't something to be ashamed of, Jeff. If that's something that brings you happiness, you should find that happiness. But you should be responsible about doing that in a way that does not hinder other people's enjoyment of their life and personality.
So sometimes when we go out to eat food, and I do it with a group, people, they'll order something that I think is better than what I ordered. How does that work if I want to, like, eat some of their food?
Well, I mean, the number one thing here is consent, right?
Yeah.
You have to ask, and then you have to respect the answer you get.
Hundo P.
Hundo P?
Yeah, it's cool slang for 100%.
That is not what I thought you said. Okay, so I've been told that there is a yoink system that people have used before with my food, in which they say yoink and take my food.
What?
If you've established yoink rules beforehand and agreed to that, and you know that you're in a yoink space, then
you can yoink it out.
Then that may be a thing that you pursue. I think asking, I mean, it's never for me personally. I am never in a yoink space. I would like lots of warning before somebody approaches my food. I would never think of reaching over to somebody else's food, probably at all. But if I did, I would be super cautious about asking, because that's just not something that I personally am comfortable with.
I mean, you heard the horror in my voice when you said that. And I do have kind of a difficult relationship with food. And some of that has to do with where I eat and how I eat. And I'm very particular about my plate and what's happening on my plate and around it. And so somebody, like, just suddenly introducing themselves into that space would probably make it so that I couldn't finish my meal. So
yeah, there have definitely been times when I have gone out to lunch with people and I've been in a place where I didn't know these people super well beforehand. We're getting to know each other and we're eating a meal and their fork will be poised and say, "Oh, that looks delicious. Can I have a taste of it?" And there's a shock in my system and I don't respond well to shock and I get nervous and kind of shut down and process things horribly. And I, of course, said yes, because it's a societal virtue that has been instilled in me that it is
sharing better is caring.
To be, well, not just sharing is caring, but it is better to be awkward myself than to make another person awkward. So I said, sure, go ahead and try some of that thing. Even though I didn't want them to do it, I felt pressured to do so by society, everything. God, it's horrible. And so in the future, I didn't go out with those people for food type events. We would either like stay in and have a prepared thing that they did or like a buffet or whatever, so that situation that I was not prepared for didn't happen. So if you're worried about getting yoinked, don't do it.
Is that why you went, like, silent for, like, 10 minutes and then you haven't wanted to go out to dinner again since, like, a few weeks ago?
So, Chrissy, how do you feel about yoinking?
Did you yoink Jeremiah?
I thought that was just the social norm. Like, it's happened to me for so long. I just thought that's what everyone did.
Yeah, I mean, I think that even sometimes social norms
question mark. It was a yoink?
We learn and we grow as people, so... Oh, no! Well, I think what we've learned now, though, is that...
Get full confirmation.
Consent is so vital to just everything in life.
All right. Well, let's end with a fun, upbeat one. Crunchy food. You know, the louder it is, the better. You know, you get the whole... every bite.
Wow.
It's like a group activity. It's almost like singing at that point.
I love crunchy food.
Yeah, I mean, texture is a fun space to explore food-wise. The crunchy food, if it is crunchy of its own nature, is cool. But I also like quiet food, and I don't like performative food, generally. He said, thinking back through every food experience he's ever had with anybody, whether or not it was performance, and realizing that he might have told a small lie there, that when you are making crunchy noises, sometimes that is a thing that happens. I wouldn't go out of my way to make crunchy noises so that I wouldn't impair other people's food enjoyment.
A problem I have, I'm an ice cruncher because I have really bad anemia, and sometimes when you have anemia, you get pica, which makes you like crave non-food items. And the thing that I crave is ice, which at least is edible. But I crunch it really bad all the time because I'm just constantly anemic and my body constantly wants iron. And for some reason that translates to crunch ice and it drives people around me absolutely bonkers. I find a lot of pleasure in it. So I find myself like taking my cup of ice and like going and like hiding in little corners and like chewing on ice for a little while and then like rejoining groups. But man, yeah, I love some crunching. Also, my dentist has let me know that crunching is not the best plan. And that I should probably take a chill pill with it. But I, you know, it is what it is. I love crunching ice and food. Crunchy food is the best.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
You know what, everybody? Be very respectful of each other's eating habits and go enjoy some food or some, you know, good calorie-esque slurry. However you get your nourishment, and we'll talk to you again later.
And if we don't talk to you later, please keep in mind that the reason that pizza is one of the most perfect foods is that it is not too crunchy or too soft. It is easily shareable for people who want to share, and you can do all sorts of different things to customize it to your particular preferences so that you can accommodate almost any level of food comfort, safety, nourishment, allergies, texture issues, and that's pretty neat. Thanks, pizza.
Well, I'm really glad we didn't choke on anything tonight, and Jeremiah, I'm sorry for yoinking your food. Thanks for listening.
I forgive you.
Aw.
Okay, so is yoinking a real thing? Is this like something you do with people? Huh.